My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Time to head to the BetQL guest hotline. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Say good morning to Jimmy Traina, writer for SI Now, host of the SI Media podcast. Jimmy, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Of course. We are doing well. So probably the biggest story in sports media was the debut of Tom Brady this weekend as he called the Cowboys-Browns game. You have a full review of it on your Twitter, at Jimmy Traina. And the headline, it just grabs you. Underwhelming Tom Brady has plenty of room for improvement. Take us through your critique of Tom Brady's debut alongside Kevin Burkhardt on Fox.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as I wrote, I don't think it's fair to judge someone on their first day of work. Yeah, and especially a gig like that where he's never broadcasted a game before. So I think all reviews of Tom Brady should be taken with a grain of salt right now. But he's getting paid $375 million. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's going to be reviewed. It's funny to me. You think of Tom Brady. Here's this guy who won 7 Super Bowls. He's going to the Hall of Fame. What we've seen him do in the last minute of Super Bowls, you think about that game against the Falcons, and you think this guy would not be nervous calling a Browns-Cowboys game. But he was nervous in the beginning. It took him a little time to get comfortable. And what didn't help him at all, and Al Michaels actually, I spoke to Al Michaels yesterday. He mentioned this too, so take it from a legend. Didn't help that he had a brutal, brutal game to call. And the game was over at halftime. And it wasn't just that it was a blowout. The Browns gave you nothing. I mean, they were boring. Mm-hmm. They couldn't move the ball. There was no offense. So, you know, he couldn't get into maybe some strategy stuff. I think he's going to get better. I think he just needs to be more comfortable. I think maybe it's a case of too much information in his head. You know, I think maybe too many people told him things about broadcasting and he was a little tight. But I think he will get better. It's one game. It was not a good game for him to call. So that singular game, not great, but I wouldn't judge him yet. You got to give the guy 5-6 games before you really make an assessment.
Jimmy, one of the points you brought up in your article was that it feels like Brady's actually too famous to be a game analyst. And I think that's a great point. That's a great takeaway that you look at Tom Brady, you're like, You shouldn't be calling games. What are you doing?
Right.
Like, you're weird. It's miscast.
You should be with a supermodel somewhere on a boat in a business.
Exactly. It's exactly. It's like, what are you doing on a Sunday at 4 o'clock in Cleveland? Right. You're Tom freaking Brady. Like, go enjoy your life. So, yeah, listen, when he first came on that screen with Burkhardt and they do that intro, it's like, you know, I wrote this too. You know, he's one of the, you know, there are a handful of athletes that go outside of the sports world and become pop culture phenomena. He's one of those guys. So it was weird. It was actually weird. But I think the advice I gave him, I'd like to see him forget everything everyone's told him for the last 2 years and just let it rip. Just go out there and say what you want to say. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, executives get in the way. And, you know, we've seen it with CBS where they've muzzled Tony Romo a little bit when he was predicting the plays. They want a certain structure of a game. And I don't know, to me, you have Tom Brady, you should just let him do his thing.
So my buddy over here, he loves all these guys, loves all the announcers. He keeps pushing back on me.
You looking at me?
I'm talking about you.
All right.
This is not a shot, okay? But there's a level of gravitas that Brady has, which is exactly what you're alluding to, that Burkhart doesn't have. It doesn't mean he's not a pro's pro. I think he's a pro's pro. But he's not Al Michaels. He's not Jim Nantz. He's not Pat Summerall. I feel like Brady needed someone with more gravitas, and it's bugged me.
So who would you put with him?
I don't know.
I mean, you just named three of the greatest, maybe the three.
I'm just saying. I think Burkhart's a pro's pro, but I think he needs somebody more of his level. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, that's interesting. It's the first time I've heard anyone sort of knock Burkhart in a way.
I just don't think he's elite with like a massive star. Like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with him. There's nothing wrong
with him. Well, you just haven't really known who he was
He's just not a superstar.
He could be in 10 years, he could be a superstar.
Maybe.
5 years, he could be a superstar.
Maybe.
And listen, he worked really, really well with Greg Olson. I know what you're saying. I mean, listen, is Kevin Burkhart on the level of Al Michaels and Joe Buck? No. But I think that's more of an age and experience thing. There's really no other choice Fox had. I mean, he's their lead play-by-play guy. They weren't going to hire someone just to come in and work with Brady. So I don't know what Fox could have done there. I mean, that's their number one NFL announcer. Everyone, I mean, you hear nothing but positives about Kevin Burkhart. So
I like Burkhart.
I guess you're not, and no one's really feeling it, but like, you gave him $370 million, whatever the hell it is. Maybe invest $100 million in, I don't know, another superstar to pair him with. Maybe it's a bad idea.
How many superstar play-by-play guys are there out there?
Well, I don't know. He's not available.
Well, Joe Buck's
but like
got
a Mike Tirico. Or, I mean, something.
Those guys have jobs. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can hire him.
All right, let me ask you this. When I didn't get to see Tom, I saw some of the interviews he did prior to it. And, yeah, he definitely looked a little nervous. But when you watched him or listened to him, how could you tell he was nervous? Was he stumbling over his words?
He wasn't,
too many pauses?
Wasn't completing sentences.
Okay.
Had a little bit of trouble on maybe like when to come in. He was. If you listen to the first quarter, which was very different than the second, third, and fourth, I mean, Kevin Burkhart was doing 90% of the speaking.
Right.
Tom seemed hesitant to jump in there. Speaking in very, very short sentences, not full sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it was evident that he was getting his feet wet.
Yeah.
Do you think it was like he was just hesitant to, like, critique Deshaun Watson, for example? Like, if he's playing poorly, like, Tom Brady's big enough where I think he can critique Deshaun Watson and get away with it. And, like, are the TV execs going to come down on him for doing that? Like, do you think that's part of it?
I think ex-players don't like criticizing ex-players. And the one analyst who doesn't hesitate in sort of coming down on the players is Aikman. Mm-hmm. Now, he's been doing this for 20-something years. I think he's in his 21st, 22nd, 23rd year.
Right.
Tom Brady is just removed. He knows all these guys. They're peers. And I, you know, as a viewer, I get frustrated. If any analyst doing that game would have said, this is just a pathetic performance by Deshaun Watson, fans would it? There'd be no backlash from anyone watching that game.
Right.
But players don't like to criticize other players like that. They're going to sugarcoat it. They're going to give you a word salad. They're not just going to say it. I mean, you could have had, if you wanted to, late in that game in the fourth quarter when it was over, and you don't need to really call the action. And they could have had a whole discussion about Deshaun Watson's contract just destroying that franchise. Tom Brady's not going to do that right now. He maybe eventually he will, but he's not doing that right now.
We're joined by Jimmy Trainor, writer for SI Now, host of the SI Media podcast. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Jimmy Trainor. And I have to applaud your week one, 1 p.m. kickoff hustle for the NFL, because I'm looking at the picture, I guess, of your viewing setup. You have a main TV with a quad box. You've got a TV off to the left next to your main TV. Inexplicably, you have the Giants game featured on that screen. I'm not sure why you blew that game up.
I can explain that if you want.
Okay, sure. And then beneath that, you have what looks to be like a computer monitor with three other games. So you're watching all of the games at once. I applaud that.
How could you do that? I don't even know how you can do it.
I've a lot of experience. You know, DirecTV, when DirecTV had Sunday Ticket, they had a channel with an eight-game mix where they would give you eight games on one screen. Mm-hmm. And what I did for many, many years was I had a bar stool that I would put about 6 inches from the TV, and I would sit there so I could be as close as possible, and I'd watch all eight games that way.
Right.
That's how I did it for many years. Now, Sunday Ticket's on YouTube, and YouTube has done a phenomenal job. The difference in presentation from DirecTV to YouTube is night and day. YouTube is so much better. Mm-hmm. So what YouTube has, do you guys have Sunday Ticket? Are you guys all, I feel like
I'm a red zone guy.
Red zone. Yeah, of course. Red zone. I'm the only person who doesn't like the red zone.
Well, no, I had, Jimmy, I had DirecTV, and of course now they're in a dispute with Disney, so I don't get any of the ESPN channels. Right.
So you didn't get to watch any of Jets Niners last night, right?
No, I have YouTube TV as well, so I watch that on my computer.
Oh, okay.
And then,
got it.
I watched the rest this morning. But I'm out on DirecTV because I can't believe how much I spend per month on that freaking service, and I can't even get all the ESPN channels. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right. It's funny because I had written last week. I said, DirecTV and ESPN, they'll come to an agreement. The dispute will end about a half an hour before Jets Niners kicked off.
All right.
And then the next day, one of the bigwigs at DirecTV did a conference call, and I wrote a whole column after that saying, this is not getting settled. They are looking to change the model. This is not going to be the typical carriage dispute. And then sure enough, last night, the game was still blacked out. No agreement was made. Back to the YouTube TV. So a direct Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV, they offer you game mixes of four games on a screen, and there's several different options for it. So there were 8 1 o'clock games. So on one TV I put four games, and on the other TV I put the other four games. But I don't have YouTube TV, I just have YouTube. So if you just have YouTube and subscribe, you can't get the local game in your market. So that's why the Giants game had to go on a separate TV, because also, that was my big bet of the day, so it was a terrible Sunday as well.
Oh, no.
Standpoint.
Oh, you had the Giants beating the Vikings. Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's why they got solo TV.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
privileges, but that will be the last time that happens.
Okay, it makes sense.
If Daniel Jones plays as bad as he did last week and they lose to Washington, do you think Drew Lock is the starter in week three?
I mean, your sentence right there should have ended at if Daniel Jones plays. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's enough.
Yeah.
If they lose to Washington, I can see them going to Drew Lock if they lose to Washington.
Yeah. Why has he had moments where I have friends from New York that prior to the season, like literally before this last game, they were still loyal to Daniel. Like, he'd played well at times. They were giving him the benefit of the doubt for not having an offensive line, not having weapons. And yet the national perspective, and now even it seems like even in New York it's turned completely. But why were New Yorkers so loyal for so long?
I'm not sure if that's entirely accurate as someone in New York. The vibe I got from being here is, I think less than half of the Giant fans wanted him as their starting quarterback this year.
Okay, but maybe let's say close to half were still somewhat supportive.
Well, he did show flashes, I guess, for like 1 year, and he got hurt last year. So I think the thought process there is okay. And the offensive line was terrible last year. So I think the thought process was okay. They revamped the offensive line. They gave him a big weapon with Malik Nabers. Now he's healthy. Let's give it a shot. But we saw how that worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not working out great. Yeah. And hopefully
not
the Commanders...
Not working out in any way, shape, or form.
No, it's not. No. Jimmy, thanks as always for the time, man. We'll have you on again soon. We appreciate it. It's Jimmy Trainor, writer for SI Now and the host of SI Media Podcast. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
That is Jimmy Trainor, at Jimmy Trainor on Twitter. Don't forget John Allen coming up at 9. Next, Peyton Manning wants Jaden Daniels to break his NFL rookie record. We'll tell you which one next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.